the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that we often skip over, and it's the truth about our own hearts. Honestly, the easy thing to do is to defend ourselves when we feel attacked, or at least to insist that our motives are pure and that our actions are just. But today, I want to think about a different approach, one that takes courage. King David was certainly a man that knew a thing or two about adversity, and he taught us something profound through his prayers. When he felt under attack, at least in Psalm 139, instead of declaring everyone else was wrong, he prayed, "Search me, God, and know my heart." Now, why would he do that? Because David knew something that we often forget, and here's the thing that he knew. Our hearts, they can deceive us. Jeremiah said it so plainly and so boldly in Jeremiah 17:9. He said, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" See, often we assume we're good inside, but without grounding in something greater, like Jesus, we're often misleading ourselves. Think about it. How often do we tell ourselves little lies? We say, "Well, I'm not materialistic. I just like nice things. I'm not envious. I just think I deserve what other people have. I don't gossip. I just like sharing prayer requests. I'm not causing drama. I'm just being honest." Sound familiar? These are all the ways that our hearts trick us, and they lead us away from the truth about ourselves. And so this prayer in Psalm 139, where David starts by saying, "Search my heart," is no small request. It's bold, it's vulnerable, but when you do this, you're actually inviting God to point out the not-so-pretty parts that we might have been ignoring or excusing away. And here's the thing, it's not about guilt, it's not about shame, it's about growth, and it's about getting closer to the truth, the kind of truth that transforms us. So today I want you to think about this kind of prayer, because it can be a turning point. It has the power to bring us into that more deeper, genuine relationship with God that I think deep down we're all craving. It's ultimately about becoming more like Jesus, who perfectly reflects what our hearts can look like when we fully align with God's will. So today, ask God, "God, would you search my heart?" And allow him to reveal you, inside of you, what he can change and guide us back to that deeper relationship with him. Hey, thanks so much for being here. I want to encourage you to keep striving for that deeper connection and deeper truth in your life. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.